The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What's better than this? Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, and Chris Schubert from the Draft Network. And we are your hosts here on this Monday episode of the show. Folks, I hope you did not let conference championship weekend pass you by without checking out betonline.ag, where it is the best place to bet on all the sports action. They've got football, pro and college hoops, NHL, NBA. They've got boxing, UFC, even your favorite Vegas casino games. And we've got a deal for you. Head on over to their newly updated website. Use our promo code BLEAV50. That's BLEAV50. And you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. It's Bet Online, and that's where the game starts. Kyle, it's like I just was with you, but now you're in Delaware. I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah, this kind of stinks, right? Like, yeah. We were literally together 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Five and a half hours ago. Like, in person, warm embrace at the airport. You and your wife went on your merry way before your pilot called off for the day.
Right.
Left you stranded for
the second pilot. Evidently, you need two of these to fly a plane.
Right, right. You don't. You just need a backup in case something goes wrong, I would assume. But yeah, and then I'm going to see you again on Thursday because you're coming up on Thursday.
Heading up to my favorite spot in the Mid-Atlantic, the Krabs household.
Well, can we kind of round down and put Atlanta in the Mid-Atlantic, since it's Atlanta, Atlantic, and we spent a little time in Atlanta this weekend for SEC championship, and we want to get caught up on everything that happened on Saturday, because obviously the bowl games are set, the playoffs are set. I, for one, was surprised that Alabama just waxed Kirby again, but also shame on me for thinking any other outcome was going to be acceptable, you know?
Yeah, you're right about that. First of all, an awesome weekend, right? The tailgate with Bud Light Seltzer was amazing. Had several people that listened to Draft Dudes come by and chat with Kyle and I. We had a great time and just a great turnout. Really, really fun. Hope everyone saw some of the stuff we posted on the Instagram and the Twitter account. And just the start of a lot of really fun stuff that's coming our way the next 6 months. So thanks to everyone that stopped by. And, man, what a football game where it was all about Georgia, right? All about Georgia.
Dogs. Well, go Dogs, they said.
Nick Saban said that rat poison tasted yummy this week.
Yummy.
41-24. The Dogs have only given up 6.9 points per game on the year. That's like 83 for the season. Bama hangs 41 on them.
Well, you know, I think this is a greater extension of when you look at college football. This year, Georgia was perceived to be the dominant team, right? They were perceived to be the one team. I don't want to say it was bulletproof, but you felt really good about them in a lot of situations. But we also never saw them had to play in a game in which they needed to win passing the football.
Yeah.
And this was that game. And Stetson Bennett's a perfectly fine college quarterback. But you need more in a position in which you have a game script that does not go your way and you start to fall off the pace, he's not going to cut it in high level competition situations. And I think we saw that on Saturday. So we'll see what the next month brings. Obviously, we don't know how healthy JT Daniels is or is not. You know, we see him in small spurts at times, but it's like, man, now all of a sudden I look at Georgia and it's like, man, you better hope you get a couple three and outs early and get a turnover. Otherwise, you know, against these teams that can score and stress you and space the field, you're going to be challenged.
And that's the thing about Michigan, who they're facing. And we'll obviously talk a lot about these matchups, but it's a very early thought about that game. Michigan's a really balanced team in every facet. And so Georgia is probably going to have to be able to throw the football a little bit and play better pass defense. I think that's another thing, is they hadn't seen a quarterback like Bryce Young and a receiver like Jameson Williams that can really stretch the field and impact the spacing and how you have to play defense. And yeah, Jameson Williams, bro, I'm falling hard, man. I really am. The guy's speed, the way he stacks corners, gets behind the secondary, the ball tracking ability. I mean, it just looks really, really good. And, you know, look, I'll acknowledge that I need to take a deeper dive to really understand his entire skill set. But my goodness, it feels like he's just hauling in bomb after bomb for this Alabama offense. And, you know, him and Bryce Young have a really special connection cooking.
How on a scale of 1 to 10 heartbroken are you for John Metchie? Because I think I'm at like a 13.
It's high up there.
It sucks so bad, man.
Yeah, I mean, any injury sucks. But for John, who it felt like, you know, this was his year to be that guy for Bama. Kind of all those guys had left. And Jameson Williams was new this year for the most part. And it was like going to be his show. And then he gets overshadowed by Jameson Williams, you know, in terms of production. And then the guy tears his ACL. Like,
but then Jameson got ejected out of the Iron Bowl. And Metchie was the one that won him the game.
Yeah.
By not just being a deep guy. The whip route that he ran down there in the red zone was beautiful at the time.
And Bryce Young didn't want to go anywhere else with the ball either in that overtime. So, yeah, it sucks. Definitely sucks, man. Chris, how you feeling, man? He might be frozen. Shuby might be frozen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm here, boys.
He's alive. Okay, all right.
He was frozen, though. His video was frozen.
I was frozen, but I am here. What would you like to know? Would you like to know how happy I am that Cincinnati is in the playoffs? What do you want to know?
Well, I guess most of what I want to know is, what are you mad about? That's what I want to know from Shuby. There's got to be some things you're upset about.
I am mad at Kirk Herbstreit. And you guys were not you guys were in Atlanta yesterday, so we didn't really talk all that much. But I was watching the reveal show, and it felt pretty standard. I didn't feel like the committee was going to do the committee thing and screw this up, right? Everybody knew who the four teams should be. It was just determining what order they were going to put those teams in. And I'm not really going to argue about the order. I think that's being picky at this point. The committee picked the four teams that I think should have been in, and the four teams are in. But the audacity of Kirk Herbstreit on national television, when Cincinnati got into the playoffs, to sarcastically say and mock people like me by saying, oh, but I thought the committee never lets a group of five team in. Or, oh, the committee always, you know, I thought the committee would never do something like this. That's what I've been told. Really, Kirk? You're going to tell me a year in which Cincinnati had to do everything and more, and the only thing, let's be real here, the only thing that got them in was the fact that their one big victory on the season happened to be the team that they put directly behind them. Because if Notre Dame's not directly behind them, I don't think Cincinnati is in. I think if Oklahoma State wins on Saturday, I don't think Cincinnati is in. So there are so many things that had to break Cincinnati's way that were out of Cincinnati's control. So for him to go on national TV and to mock people like me who have been being a champion for the mid-majors and these teams that don't get the respect, to be like, no, but I thought the committee had this big conspiracy. Really, Kirk? You're going to tell me that this is the example of, no, the committee's fair. The committee does it right way. Give me a break. I thought that was ridiculous, and I was hot. I was fuming when he said that. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Chris, you know this is just going to build a runway until the playoff expansion. They never have to do this again now, right? Like, the box is checked. We could say, oh, well, to the same mentality that Kirk kind of alluded to. Chris, by the way, have you ever seen Kirk Herbstreit in person?
Oh, come on. I've been there the whole time. I'm like, okay, is Kyle going to do it? Is he going to do it?
I was on a plane with him once.
Oh, sure.
How tall do you think Kirk is?
He was sitting down in his seat, but he was a big guy.
Yeah. Oh,
no further questions. Thank you.
All right, we're good.
Yeah.
No, so wait. Needed. So am I allowed to ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
I don't know what the story is. So do you mind maybe sharing the story for maybe some people who don't know what the story is?
I've been eating this L all damn weekend, Shub. All weekend.
It's only because you were so adamant about it.
Oh, what did you do, Joe?
The next thing you're going to hear from me is about our friends over at Lightbox Lab Grown Diamonds. I'll let Kyle say what he needs to
say. No, Joe, I forget how it first came out, but Joe was like, I didn't realize that Kirk Herbstreit wasn't as big of a guy as I thought he was. He's like 5'9", and I'm like, no, he's not. He's like, no, yes, he is. I've seen him. Yes, he is. I was like, no, he's like 6'2", 6'3". Like, he's definitely not 5'9". And he said, yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. So I'm curious what everybody else's recollections of Kirk and his stature are. That's all.
No, I've met him, but I've seen him in person on a plane, and he's a big dude. Took up all of that first class seat that he was sitting in.
So anyway, the point I was originally alluding to before Joe tells everybody our friends over at Lightbox is that this is for all the flack that they got the year that they didn't put UCF in, right? It's like this is now kind of the culmination of that saga, and they're never going to feel obligated to make it work again. And like you said, they felt like it had to be absolutely perfect, and then even still, like, they still had to make it work, because if Oklahoma State would have beaten Baylor, and thank goodness that they didn't, because I would have been crushed to watch Oklahoma State play in the college football playoff. I was at the tailgate on Saturday, yep, actively screaming at the televisions for them to lose a game because I didn't want to see it. So yeah, I don't think no matter what happens for any mid-major the rest of the way, like, this is your one chance unless Cincinnati can slay the dragon, right?
It was just a super elitist stance for something that didn't deserve it. Like to just ignore that the committee has actively had a bias against these programs is ridiculous. Like, just because they did it one time doesn't make up for what they did to UCF or what they've done to Utah in the past or what they've done to Boise State. Like, I can go on and on of teams that have gotten this treatment in the college football playoffs. So it was just ridiculous to me. But Joe, I'm ready, because you said earlier about our friends over at Bet Online. I've been scouting this line for this game. I'm all over it. I'm Cincinnati. We're all in. Chris is all in. We are all in.
Jeez.
What? Okay. Wow. Hold on. Say goodbye to dull gifts. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, they've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price, only $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but they're just grown in a lab. And because of that process, they can create stones in bluish pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off, priced so that they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. Just like when Chris just said that he's in
all
on
over Cincinnati minus 13 and a half.
Plus 13.
I would say, yeah, you can give me 13 and a half. And when the line inevitably moves to like 16 and a half, I'll take it there too. If it probably moves to 19 or 20 and a half, I'll get it there as well. I will be buying this number the entire time.
Chris,
thank you very much.
We went through the numbers on what the average margin of victory is,
but guys,
in the semifinals.
Guys, you have to understand, it would be disingenuous of me to do this all season long, to do the mid-major Chris bit, and then when it comes to this game, be like, nah.
And then sell.
You don't have to lose real money, Chris. What are you doing, man?
You're in or you're out. And at some point in life, you got to put your money where your mouth is, and that's what I'm doing. I am putting my money where my mouth is, and I will collect my winnings.
Chris, if they would have put him against Michigan, I can get on board, but not against Alabama. I can't be in with you on that.
That's fine. I'll be all alone by myself.
Well, I can tell you are going to be all alone.
Two unit bet for Joe Marino on Alabama. -13.5.
Now you gave it the kiss of death.
No, I didn't. I didn't do a three unit bet.
This
fortunately,
is a stoppable force meets movable object. Now we got Chris all in on it, and Joe with a two unit bet. Jeez Louise, we're in trouble.
Has the line moved yet? I'm sure it has.
From our friends over at BetOnline, it is still at 13.5.
Okay. All right. Well,
I expect it to move significantly. But
yeah, everybody that was in Atlanta jumped on 13.5 when it came out yesterday morning. Yeah. We're like, yep. Take it, Bama minus 13.5.
The really interesting thing that kind of hangs over my head as I consider what happened with the Georgia and Alabama game was we spent a lot of time talking to Georgia fans. Like our hotel was literally Georgia Bulldogs heaven, right? And then the tailgate like became very, very heavy Georgia very quickly. We had several Alabama fans come by, but these Georgia fans, I mean, they were really, really confident. I mean, one even said, it doesn't matter who we play. We're that team. We're that team this year. Historically good defense. Nobody can score on us. And like there was just this level of confidence that, like, I get that your team has been so good, but you have to meet these moments, right? And like when you go back throughout this tenure that Kirby Smart has had, really good teams, right? But when it comes to those critical moments, you get what you saw on Saturday. But these fans, well, man, they were really confident.
Joe, you also have to remember this is coming off the heels of the Braves breaking the championship curse in Georgia, in the state of Georgia, right? And like we heard that on more than one occasion. So it's like monkeys off Georgia's back.
Yeah.
We're Atlanta, the Braves took care of that for us, and now like it's gonna start to come. And
It was bigger than Georgia football. This was entire Georgia sports that these guys were rolling in, man. That was such a cool part of that. Just being able to be in it and get those vibes, man. That was fun.
So do we tell Chris about the bet we had too?
Yeah.
If it's an official Draft Dudes bet, I need to know about it.
It's already
historian
been,
of the show.
It's already been settled and squared away, but it was a
Kyle
bet that
sent
was
me
made
an invoice and I paid. Okay, let's just get it out there.
We met at the airport on Friday morning and we're walking through and I got my TDM backpack on, right? And I got a Dolphins visor on. No, I didn't even have a visor on. It was just hanging off my backpack.
That's right, yeah.
And met up with Joe and his wife, and we're walking back out to go meet Keith Sanchez, who had flown in on a different gate of Atlanta, which you know requires a 20-minute taxi ride to just get to a different terminal in the airport.
Correct.
And he's like, do you think we're going to see anybody else wearing Dolphins memorabilia? And we had seen, like, what, 5 NFL teams represented at the airport?
Texans, Saints, Broncos. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to put it out there because, you know me, I always like the – props wherever we are. So,
and he's like, do you think we're going to see another Dolphins? And I'm like, man, like if we did, it would either have to be at the tailgate or here at the airport. And we were like, oh yeah, like if you see somebody else with Dolphin stuff this weekend, you'll get $1. Well, sure enough, we're at the tailgate on Saturday. My guy comes rolling up in a throwback Dan Marino jersey looking for Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino. So shout out to my guy who came out and repped the Dolphins in the process and chatted us up for 10, 15, 20 minutes. And I got the photo documentation if you need it for the annals of Draft Dudes bets, Chris. But it was confirmed we did receive somebody in Dolphins apparel at the tailgate.
Sure. If the dollar exchanged hands, then I would consider the bet complete and it does not need to be recorded. Yeah.
It is paid, which can also, since we're kind of up against it here, do we tell everybody about like the NFL game bingo card that we went over when we drafted Take Miami? Yeah. Because like that's like a fun thing to close.
It is.
It's kind of in the same light.
Let me say this as you build into that. Because it is very much my thing to like present circumstances and scenarios that like I want to see how people will respond. And one of my traditions whenever I play golf with my brother is I say, do you want to take the wildlife bet? And the wildlife bet is, will we see a non-squirrel, regular bird on the course, right? Will you see some type of snake or a lizard or crazy frog or something? And so we always do that. And this is just another one of my things here. And so Kyle,
you have the bingo card. So, I mean, I just want to help you through it. But it's like you go to an NFL game, doesn't matter who's playing, you're guaranteed to see certain things there, right? And it's just a question of what qualifies for your bingo card.
It's I typically said it at Packers, 49ers, Raiders,
Cowboys.
Cowboys, Steelers.
Yeah, and for in Draft Dudes Take Miami, we had to wait a long time to fill out the bingo card.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? By the end of the night,
it was good.
We filled out the whole bingo card, didn't we?
Steelers, and we were waiting on Steelers, right? And we saw Palamalu, right?
We saw Palamalu walking out of the stadium after the game.
Which is usually the first one you check is the Steelers box.
Yeah.
You know there's a random Steelers fan at every NFL game.
And I thought we were going to be in – it was really going to help us out because the Dolphins were playing the Ravens. So I figured, oh, there's got to be some Steelers fan that's going to show up to this game and try to troll everybody.
Right.
But it took a while. It took us a very long time to check that box, but we did it.
And we got I think, three of them on the way in because where we got dropped off with the Uber lot, you have to walk past the Super Walmart. And I'm pretty sure in the Super Walmart parking lot, we hit like half the bingo card in like a 5 minute stretch.
Yeah. We were feeling really good about ourselves. And then it got a little panicky. Then we were like, oh no, are we going to do this? And then we were saved.
Nailed it. Just like the College Football Playoff Committee nailed the right four teams to make this year's playoff. And you nailed the best decision of your day, which was hitting listen here on Draft Dudes. So why don't you kindly make that decision again tomorrow? You can hit subscribe on the podcast 5 days a week. We are NFL, NFL draft, college football, the whole gambit. We're going to have rookie notes from week 13 in NFL play. Man, week 13 already. Are you kidding me? But we're going to have notes from that play upcoming as well. So make sure you plan accordingly. Come on back. Check it out. Kyle Krabs, Jomer, and Chris Schubert. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.